Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, dear friends. Here's Deacon Randall. Thank you for choosing our show. You are powerful. Doctor of Divinity and an Energy Leadership Master Practitioner. Each of us has a divine heritage that far too few of us realize. Deacon coaches spirituality and interviews people who are masters of connection. We all share a wonderful future, but few of us realize we are powerful. This program's goal introduces you to your own power with resources to help you in your search. We have an energy spectrum from which we can choose. Speaking of choice, you get to choose what you do with your time. We know that, and we are so happy you choose to listen to our show. Take us with you wherever you go, and always remember, you are powerful. Please welcome Deacon Randall and his guest for this podcast program. Here is Deacon.
And thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Yes, indeed. Welcome to our show. We know that you have a choice about where you are and what you do, and we're pleased that you choose to listen to our show. And I want to introduce you to Mary and Burl Hall, who are joining us today for our show. And I want to also make sure that I speak about their website, which is www.envisionthismedia.com. And so, Mary and Burl, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I've been perusing your website, Envision This Media, and it is beautiful. And I'm really so interested in what your website talks about. I'm interested in hearing more about Sophia's Web. And what I'd like to do is just hear from each of you as to your story, where you are now, and what you're looking forward to in your future. So who would like to go first for me?
Well, I'll go first, since, the book for me, Sophia's Web, goes way back into the 90s, and I actually self-published it then under a different subtitle. But my goal, and, I just want to make this, I don't want to get into the whole history of the book, but the goal is that, we've been so divided as a species for the last, 5,000 to 10,000 years. And, it's time that we start pulling stuff together and seeing our brother and sisterhood throughout all of humanity. And via some dreams and that sort of thing, when I was younger, that kind of message was given to me. And so Sophia's Web, as the term web implies, is kind of a bridging of the various religions. For example, in Hindu, you can also speak to some of the Christian ideas, and also pagan and so on. So it's really trying to pull all that stuff together alongside of science, especially the holographic physics that began the early part of last century.
Mm-hmm. And I note that on your website, you've written, Sophia's Web encourages one to discover how one can co-create individual planetary and universal health. That's a broad vision, and it's beautifully written.
Yeah, and I think we need to do that. And to do it, again, I think we need to get beyond the divide and conquer mentality and start seeing our brother and sisterhood throughout the world. And it's not just with people, it's also with the rest of the planet.
And the books, all the books that we read, we're told that we have dominion on the earth, and that we are indeed, as I say in the introduction, we are powerful, each and every one of us. and to recognize how powerful we are is one of the key areas of focus that I had when I was talking with Paula and decided to start this this podcast program. You are powerful, and I'm just so honored to have folks like you and Mary on the program, and I really appreciate you. I retired several times, and I can appreciate both of you with your desire in the retired years to bring this out and tell me a little bit more about that, if you will, how this came to be and how long you've been working on it and what direction. I think your direction is pretty good. It's very broad.
What
direction would you like to take it in?
What I'd like to say about your wonderful message, you are powerful, is that people in general have been disempowered by the powers that be for their purposes, for their profit, and sort of stuck in boxes, in standardized boxes. And it's Sophia's Web shows how Burl, but also how the leader can step outside those boxes, how we can think and live and believe and do and work to fulfill our own soul, our own sense of spiritual purpose in life.
That's excellent, Mary. And it is so apparent throughout your website and the writings that I saw that sharing is very, very important as well. And that is so true. And you make a good point. People are indeed, by whatever the powers that be, are put in their separate boxes and kept in their separate boxes by the media and by the governments and whoever it may be, who's ever in a position of authority. That's a very profound comment on your part. Thank you, Mary.
Surely. Also by the schooling that we receive, by the doctrines of, you know, limited religious outlook rather than speaking to the whole of spirituality and the whole of the world, but, separating us to the point that we actually make war on one another over the God of peace.
Yes, and it is tragic. When we think about it, this colossal thing that we call war, which has taken away so many lives, thankfully we are all mutually bound within spirit, but war takes away that physical manifestation, and a part of us does manifest, and within us is a powerful spirit and resides in each one of us. And each one of us, our input to this physical world is so very valuable, because then the common spirit begins to see the world in so many different ways. And I think you in your book and on this website, you're talking about that. You're talking about a passionate call to heal our wounded nature. That's so well written.
Well, the dual meaning of our wounded nature there, the fact that you're talking both about our personal nature, our human nature, and nature as we have abused her in the outside world, is important. And it's only as we heal ourselves, as we begin to realize the true beauty and power that we have, that we are in a position to heal the planet.
Mm-hmm. Right, and to heal the planet, I'm going to add, we have to heal ourselves. I mean,
good
the
point.
World is a mirror to us. So when, you know, when we look at the environmental destruction, we're also looking at what we've done to our own psyches, our own souls. And, you know, the two aren't two. The pollution and this, that, and the other thing, and all the wars and all that, are mirrors of what our mindsets are like. And, you know, Sophia's Web goes after that and says, no, we are not a bunch of divided subjects for the king or the corporation or whatever, but we are creatures of nature. We are part of the big system, and we are part of the definition of the big system alongside of everything else. It's kind of like, I think it was Meister Eckhart, who a Christian mystic, who said everything's created with everything else in mind. And, you know, I think that's where Sophia's Web takes folks to, is to look at the big pattern across the world instead of looking at, oh, it's my religion or this philosophy or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to get past that. We have to start seeing ourselves in the
other. I agree. And I often, I'm sorry, go ahead, Mary.
Deacon, are your listeners familiar with Sophia, with the divine spirit of wisdom? I know a lot of people aren't, especially because her name was taken out of the scriptures by the early Christian authorities and replaced just with the word wisdom. And
yes,
she is wisdom, but wisdom incarnate, wisdom that you and I also have deep in our own spirits.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm glad you expounded upon that, because that's so true. So many of the folks who believe themselves religious and who go to church and who read the Bible are not familiar with the meeting in, I believe it was Constantinople, whenever they broke
mm-hmm.
apart all the writings and then combined them to form the Bible. They took a lot out.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Thank you for bringing out the definition or presenting Sophia to the audience. If you'd like to expand a little bit more on that, Mary, please do.
Earl, would you like to explain more about who
Sophia
is and what she means to you?
It might be good for you to get a little bit of the history about where I came up with. I didn't come up with the name Sophia, but basically, I've always had a kind of a natural way of seeing the universe as verb more so than noun. So I remember when I was in grade school, for example, when they first started teaching about Greek mythology, and then, you know, when I heard about Athena, for example, I thought, okay, well, Athena's a woman or a goddess because she conceives thought. So that really, to me, and it's a very natural language that we've lost for the past 5 or 10,000 years, is we don't see our connections to anything because we're so literal.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, you know, when I look at the world, when I look at a woman, when I look at a man, or the entire universe, I see the same powers, both male and female, or the yin and the yang in the Tao Te Ching. And, you know, the whole world, ultimately, the whole universe becomes a dance at that point. Hopefully I'm making sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. And
it's interesting how odd it is to read, for instance, Solomon's Song of Songs with
mm-hmm.
just the word wisdom, because it's obviously written, powerfully written to the feminine divinity that he force of divinity that he feels, and was written to Sophia. And the version that we get of it, people say, that's an odd take on wisdom. But if you realize that wisdom walks around in each of us and is epitomized by Sophia in the same way that Christ walks around in each of us and is epitomized by Jesus of Nazareth.
Mm-hmm. And if we truly look, we can find that Jesus of Nazareth said, "These things that I do, you can do also, and more than these things." So that tells us really that message is being passed on, that we are powerful. And I note that, Bert, you are a philosopher. And one of the great philosophers in history was Socrates. And he is remembered and noteworthy for saying that a life unexamined is a life not worth living. And so to begin to examine our own lives and to begin to pick up these pieces of wisdom of the words that now you are describing as Sophia's wisdom's words, is truly examining our lives and beginning to see more clearly how powerful we actually are and how we can begin to join together and, as you say, heal our own wounded nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it becomes a matter for me, there's a big difference about, do you believe in Sophia or not? It's a matter of, can you see Sophia in operation in everything? Sophia for me is the way of nature. It's the way our bodies build themselves in utero and so, I think in terms of our being self-empowered. And I'm going to give a kind of a thumbs up, because I write for op-ed news a lot of times, and the guy that heads that up is named Rob Call, and he gets into a bottom-up philosophy instead of top-down. And mm-hmm. I think that's where Sophia's web is going to go. And in saying that, I don't mean that we don't need leaders or that sort of thing, but I think it has to be a lot more diffuse instead of, getting kids into standardized education, for example, and it's basically a control thing. It's like, okay, so how do we set up a way in which they can unfold their potential and evolve, rather than just being what's the word I'm looking for? I call it a lie, but it's. I'm
being brainwashed.
Yeah, brainwashed. There you go. That's a good word.
It's a good word. Yeah. And when I take a look at your vision, mission, and passion, and you talk so well, and you centralize your ideas in that vision, mission, and passion. And though that's well said.
Well, I think the three have to come together. I think we have to have a vision. We each have our own perspective on truth and on life and on love. And, we have to be clear about that vision, but the vision then has to propel us to do something, to serve, to be in service to that vision. And we have to care about it deeply in our hearts, deeply in our souls. It has to be driven by passion, because if the work I do anyway that isn't driven by by passion for my vision and mission, gets very stale. I get very bored in it. And so it's important for the three, for the emotions and the insight and the actions that we take, to all come from the deepest part of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you knew you were going to be on this program, what came to mind that you would like to make sure that our audience here gets an opportunity to hear? What message would you like to deliver?
Mary can chime in, but I'm going to chime in with a line straight out of the Bible, actually, and it says, "All her ways are peace."
Hmm.
Speaking of Sophia, of wisdom. Hmm. And as I've meditated on her and, it's just so true. And I think, it's kind of like in the image of the Buddhist Prajna Paramita, the wisdom of the yonder shore, which is just another name for Sophia. You know, she has the left hand nestled in the right. And what that symbolizes is the union of opposites, be it male, female, left, right, green, purple, whatever. And I think that's where we need to go. We need to stop seeing opposites as warring factions. And even in saying opposites, you're thinking opposition. Whereas opposites, it's like looking in a mirror and your left comes your right. Opposites are mirror images. Your left hand mirrors your right hand. It's not that they're in opposition. And, if you think about it from that point of view, if I took my right hand and started smacking the left side of my face, hopefully somebody would call an ambulance. but that's exactly what we're doing, in my opinion. And that's one of the things I want to try to get across in Sophia's Web. And, with gender and... Go ahead.
In terms of the message, Deacon, is it all right if I ask Burl to read the last two paragraphs from Sophia's Web, because they kind of wrap up the message that we'd like to leave your listeners with, along with the fact that they can order the book both at our website and at Amazon.com. Burl, would you read those last two paragraphs?
And please give your website once again also, and how the persons in the audience can contact you.
It's www.envisionthismedia.com. And
thanks,
we are really excited about it right now because, we finally have the book in hand, and we'll be able to sell it over the website very soon. And... just to be able to spread this word of hope and of unity and of peace is so important.
It is. It is. And please, Burl, go right ahead and read those last two paragraphs.
Okay. Here we go. Sophia, the spirit of wisdom has woven the multidimensional aspects of our lives, personal, relational, cultural, intellectual, scientific, philosophical, and spiritual into a cosmic web. Burl Hall follows the thread within this web that connects his research in these fields to his personal mystical experience. In Sophia's Web, A Passionate Call to Heal Our Wounded Nature, he takes the reader with him even deeper into the heart of divine wisdom. Sophia's Web encourages readers to discover how they can co-create individual, planetary, and universal health. It examines Burl Hall's individual dreams, visions, passions, and missions in the light of wisdom, i.e. Sophia, shared by great thinkers in all disciplines.
Burl, you read the back cover of the book rather than the last two paragraphs.
Well, then I feel embarrassed.
That's quite all right. It's a wonderful it's a wonderful description of the book. But let's do open the actual book and read those last two paragraphs.
Where did you put it?
It's right there on your desk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes
No worries, Burl. No worries at all.
Nah. Okay, here we go. Now here, with all its incumbent needs and challenges, is crucial to eternity infinity. Give your whole heart, life, and labor to this moment in this place. You are an inherent, crucial microcosm of the all. The magnificent biblical claim, God is love, necessitates your being here now for him to love and to love him and his creation reciprocally. Love is transitive in nature. Love is a verb as well as a noun. Therefore, we must understand God as verb as well as noun. You must receive and give love or all dissolves back into nothing. God trusted you that much with his or her own essence. His Holy Spirit, his Sophia, dwells in you. Do not let him down. That which you believe, accomplish, and manifest in this place and moment matters. In closing, I pray Sophia, however you name the feminine divine, will shine her light of truth into the depths of your soul. I also hope she does so in the eternal present. I rededicate this book to Sophia and to all receptive readers. May it help you to be the saving grace you were born to be. Amen. And to that, I really want to emphasize to your listeners that they are the ones that have the power. They're the ones going to bring in the new world.
Yeah. Great. Beautiful. Well written. Thank you so much for reading that for us. And I am so supportive of each and every individual realizing that we are all energy beings and that we have higher levels of energy are called anabolic energy, and the highest level is creative energy, and we can bring ourselves into that higher level of energy where we can, each and every one of us, participate in this creative approach that you describe in Sophia's Web, and the vision, the mission, and the passion. Wonderful, wonderful. And I agree, we can indeed change the world. I appreciate you both. Thank you so much for being on our radio show today. I appreciate your time. Go ahead.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'm speaking for my, I'm sure Mary would say the same thing. We're honored to be on your show.
Thank you so much.
I think you guys are, we're all in this together. I mean, we're a great big team.
We are. I love the vision of brother and sister. And thank you so much once again, and we'll close our show. And I want to thank the audience as well. We just so appreciate each and every one of you. And please understand, you are powerful. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you.